toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website, freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site. That's the makes it very interactive for you. If you would like, you know, to be interactive with it, you can just go and look at it, too, if you'd like. But if you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it to the website as show prep. Other listeners can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website so more people see it. At freetalklive.com, and those more people include us, because sometimes that's where we go to get some of our show prep. Again, freetalklive.com. All right. So, yes, Mark.
Did you want to go on with the story, or were you going to tell the Bearcat story?
We were going to talk about, we can talk about the Bearcat here in a moment, but we left off with the Silk Road.
I see.
And Bitcoin and anonymity. Nico had called in to point out that the Bitcoin is not by default an anonymous currency. It is, however, possible to be anonymous with the Bitcoin. In that, for instance, if you are...
Well, anonymous is a statement that is sort of... It is final. And I don't think that there's anything such as anonymous on the Internet. However, you can be so gosh darned close to anonymous that it makes it very difficult, and they'd have to put a great deal of resources and time into finding you or whatever.
Well, that's probably mostly true, Mark, in most things on the Internet, but there are some services where they're specifically designed to anonymize you, like Tor, for instance.
Nothing's foolproof, and people make mistakes.
I would say that's generally true, and you're right. It is the mistakes of people that will ruin it for them. When it comes to, and I'm certainly no expert, but and I couldn't explain to you exactly how the Tor system works, but... Needless to say, it's providing
anonymity. The CIA uses it.
It's providing anonymity for a lot of people out there.
The United States government could get rid of Tor in a moment if they really wanted to, because they created it. It is what their little secret agent men use to communicate.
That's true. The U.S. government created Tor?
I don't know if that's...
That's what I heard on NPR. Maybe I misinterpreted it, but...
They might have created something very similar to Tor, but
Let me take a look.
I'd look a little deeper into that one. But anyway, the point is, there are people using Tor to anonymize their web surfing, and then that allows them to go to anonymous websites, which are also anonymous. Like, they don't, you don't know where the website's being hosted. You can't tell what the destination is. So... One of those websites that a lot of people are going to is the Silk Road, which is an underground marketplace. And it's mostly filled with people selling various different forms of illegal drugs. But also there are guns and porn and other things like that on the Silk Road. And we were talking about the anonymity factor of Bitcoin and how it can be used anonymously. And Nico was suggesting, be careful, you know, be cautious, learn about what you're getting into before you jump into the deep end of it. But... All that said, even if someone were to go on Silk Road and use their publicly available Bitcoin address to buy stuff from a client, to buy stuff from a seller on the Silk Road, you still don't have any evidence of who was engaging in that transaction. And so what I mean by that is, it's a good idea not to use your publicly available address to buy things from the Silk Road. But all that said, they still can't prove it was you. Unless you somehow, you know, admit to it. Unless you admit to being the person who did the transaction. So if you go on the Silk Road and you make a purchase, the money goes into an escrow account. So basically, the seller doesn't get the money right away. They have to ship the product to the buyer. The buyer has to confirm receipt of the product. And then once the receipt is confirmed, the seller will have the money given to him by the escrow.
So, I'm sorry, I thought you were pausing there for me to speak. It was created by the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory, and I am incorrect saying that they could shut it down anytime they want, because it is no longer run by the U.S. government in any way, shape, or form.
Right, so it was created in the same way that the Internet was created by the government, but not run by the government.
And taken from there. But it does say here, using Tor makes it more difficult to trace Internet activity. It is not an anonymizing service. Anonymizing is an absolute term.
Interesting. 855-450-FREE is the number here if you'd like to chime in. Obviously, none of us are really technically inclined in, you know, in all the details of all this.
I just know nothing's absolute.
If you'd like to set us straight, you're certainly welcome to. But my point being that when you purchase something on the Silk Road, you can put whatever darn address in there that you want to. I mean, you could put your grandma's house on there as far as where to ship the drugs to or the product to. And grandma didn't order it, but it's in her name when it shows up. Obviously, I'm not suggesting you do this to your grandmother. I'm just pointing out that you could put your, you know, you could put anybody's name on that package and any address on that package. You could send it to the police department if you wanted to. So it is very difficult just based on the fact that it is Tor and it is mostly anonymized, and that you're going through Bitcoin and that there's no real account information when it comes to Bitcoin. How does anyone know your wallet hasn't been stolen? You know, how you can lose your Bitcoin wallet. You can have somebody take your Bitcoin wallet.
Well, you act like there's one wallet, but I mean, I've got many, many, many wallets, these numbers that they call wallets.
Right. I'm just talking about like the worst case scenario. Someone is completely ignorant to Bitcoin and they somehow manage to set themselves up with a Bitcoin account and open up a Silk Road account while still remaining ignorant of what they're doing. How even then there still could be some level of plausible deniability involved. You could still say, well, what evidence do you have that I made this purchase? Just because it came in my name to my house doesn't mean anything. 1-855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you know, you probably would have to convince a jury of that because it's not going to stop them from arresting you and charging you with something. So again, buyer beware, be careful, transfer that money to a different wallet that is not public before you go and make a Bitcoin purchase from the Silk Road. So hopefully that's cleared something up. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Mark, since we're talking about the war on drugs, you had a story about a bureaucrat who got caught with some pot.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier in the show, and I probably should bring everybody up to date on it. This is a situation where police reportedly found marijuana in plain view when they entered the home of Alcohol Beverage Commission Director Danielle Elks. They were checking for intruders. Apparently, she's in charge of, among other things, eradicating marijuana in the state, in addition to regulating alcohol sales. So an ABC, that's the Alcohol Beverage Commission, employee came forward and sort of gave this information to the WSMV here. And
apparently she didn't eradicate it all.
Yeah. Apparently what happened is the Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper and two Dixon County deputies had gone to Elk's home on the night of October 12th to inform her that her husband, Joel Taz DiReggiorio, a keyboardist with the Charlie Daniels Band, had been killed in a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that. The officers entered her home after they discovered that the back door was open. They discovered the back door was open. Is this strange to you?
Yeah, it is strange.
Checking people's back doors when they go and...
Well, you know, front door isn't working, Ted. Why don't we just go around back and start pushing on the levers?
God. Police summary is obtained.
I tell you, they're like vampires. You can't let them into your house.
They showed that the officers saw what they suspected to be marijuana on a table, describing this green leafy substance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that I chop up my oregano while watching CNN at night, so I don't see what the big deal is. But they allegedly found rolling papers next to it, which is, you know, no proof at all, and the governor's marijuana eradication task force sticker there with the...
Oh, wow. That is the irony right there.
Yeah. Incredible.
I like to smoke my weed with irony.
The sticker was where in relation to the pot?
With it.
So, like, it was on the baggie or something
They
like
also
that?
Allegedly found rolling papers and a governor's marijuana eradication task force sticker.
Wow. Reminds me of the story of the drug dealer I used to know, pot dealer, to be more specific, who sold pot to the parents. It was like the head of the parents' council or something like that at the school, basically. What do they call them?
PTA?
PTAs. Yeah, the head of the PTA, who would be one of those people who would speak out against, you know, drugs. And
they don't want kids getting drugs.
They were doing a drug deal at the parents' council association, the parents' teacher association meeting. They were selling an ounce of pot to the head of the parents' council.
Afraid that's not as good as the director of the state agency
hunts that crap down. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then they didn't charge her? Is that right?
That's correct.
It's good to be in the gang. More coming up here in a moment. You can take control here. You'll get more details It's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
The Li River in Guilin, China, is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. A cruise down the Li River in the Guangxi province of China is like floating through a classic Chinese scroll painting. From Guilin, the Jade River Li winds through spectacular, almost surreal scenery of humped-backed and eroded karst formations with whimsical names like Bat Hill, Five Tigers Catch a Goat, and Painting Brush Peak. Tour boats pass picturesque villages where young boys bathe the family water buffalo, women wash clothes, and farmers plow rice fields. Some 50 miles downriver, the small town of Yangshuo is the southern terminus of these river cruises. From here, day trips by bike over the surrounding green plains and forest-covered limestone peaks allow you to see some of China's most remarkable scenery.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And what is SACL CAI anyway?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you got into your business hoping to do whatever it is that you do, and you find the task of collections or accounts receivable or whatever it is that you find vexing in that area, well, SACL CAI can handle it. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. And they do it in a manner that respects your customer. Sickle CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right. So, Mark, you were telling us a story in which state was this from again?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Alcohol Beverage Commission, the ABC. There is a lady who's a director of this commission.
That's correct.
She was caught in her home with marijuana.
She wasn't there. The cops just kind of moseyed on in when they found the back door open.
They're just going around checking people's doors, apparently.
No, they were going to her house because her husband had been killed in an automobile accident.
Oh, geez.
And I think that, to me, this is the best explanation of what happened here is, you know, the out for the cops is, they should have been going in this lady's house in the first place. What in the world were they doing going in this woman's house?
I see
checking
what you're
doors
saying.
In the back?
Though, would they have treated you the same way if they came into your house and found a bag of pot?
I can't say what they would have done. You know, it certainly seems fishy that the director of the Alcohol Beverage Commission has, you know, pot on her coffee table. They say table. They're not specific as to which table. I'm just imagining the coffee table. The coffee table is the table that probably contains the most.
And she wasn't charged with anything. Is that...
That's correct. So she was, you know, just it was just basically ignored.
And the word got out about this how, then?
Like, an employee snitched on her, basically.
But how would the employee have known the cops went to the house in the first place?
What do you want from me, dude?
I don't know. You were the one who read the article.
You want me to read the whole thing right here to you about the employee? I left that out because I was recapping. But
yeah, I was curious.
All news
did
stories
they confront this
don't
woman?
Contain... I mean, who's they?
The cops.
No! Another, I don't know.
So the hole in the story, for me at least, again, maybe
an unnamed ABC. Well, that's because there's no damn news story on it. There's nothing.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they're trying to piece this together. An unnamed ABC employee came forward to tell the WSMV that it was unfair that Elks had not been investigated. I grant you that if this had happened to any of us, the ABC employees would have been made a big example of, and we would have been in the headlines and papers and news and everywhere. And when asked if it was a cover-up, it sure appears that way. It stayed mighty quiet for a long period of time. And then, you know, they tell what happened. And
maybe it's just one of those things where bureaucrats talk to one another as far as, like, yeah, we caught so-and-so with this pod, and we decided not to do anything, and then the rumors spread. I'm just trying to understand how it went from the cops entering this woman's house, finding the bag of pot, not filing a report, not doing anything official.
Apparently, there was some report.
There was?
Yes.
Okay.
There was some report, but other than that, it's that.
Well, yeah. It's certainly true that they can't prove it was hers, right?
Police summaries is what it's called.
She didn't have it in her possession, so there's that issue.
Okay.
But all that said,
I don't think they should have been going
after
the house.
Us. Oh, no, I agree with you there. And you could argue fruit of the poison tree as well in that maybe that them being in the house was not legal in the first place, and so therefore anything they found of illegal activity was therefore also they couldn't charge the person with. But on the other hand, I don't know if it's illegal for the cops to just walk into your home. I'm not sure about that.
Nah.
I'm no legal scholar or lawyer or anything like that, but as I understand it, if a cop just opens your front door and walks into your, you know, the front of your home, there's nothing illegal. I don't think there's anything illegal
because of
about
the front
that.
Of the house. I mean, I used to live this way. I never used the front door, so I kept it locked in case somebody came to knock on it, because that is the place where people come to knock. And I went in and out of my house basically with a garage door opener. I'd park my car in the garage, and then, you know, I'd close the garage door, and then I'd go in my house. But the back doors were open. I mean, I had 4 sliding glass doors in my house, which totaled 7 total panels of sliding glass, and then 2 French doors with a bunch of glass in them. What in the world was I going to lock that for? Anybody, I mean, are you telling me that a burglar didn't have the sense to throw a rock through it? I mean, it was in a completely hidden area.
I get what you're saying. I'd like to hear from somebody that maybe has a little more legal experience on this particular issue, because it's always been my impression that if your house is unsecured, the cops can just walk right in. That's always been my impression. I may be incorrect about that. I mean, certainly the other night when they showed up here banging on the door at 3 in the morning because I had the music up too loud, at least presumably that was the reason I didn't answer the door to talk to them. But when they were doing that, they didn't jiggle the lock or anything like that. So maybe it just depends on the department or it depends on who you're dealing with. But I don't know. I'd be curious to know what other people think about that at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the end of the story is this woman did not get charged with marijuana possession, and I bet you anybody else would. In fact, even her co-employees are saying they believe they would have been charged.
It says here, for their part, the Tennessee Highway Patrol said that they asked the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation to investigate. You'd think that a Bureau of Investigation would do so, and the file later was forwarded to the District Attorney General, Dan Alsobrook, who declined to pursue the case. So apparently the Highway Patrol didn't think, they actually did something.
They passed it on, and then it was
they didn't
back.
Arrest like they would have done with you and I,
right.
But...
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to say about the situation entirely, but...
Well, I do. It's shenanigans. And it goes to show that the person tasked with eradicating weed in this state of Tennessee, marijuana, is
partaking... A hypocrite.
And you know what it kind of reminds me of? It's the scandals involving the priests at the church.
Yeah.
And how the priests are always like, oh, you should do right and do right by the Lord and golden rule, this, that, and the other thing.
And then they're touching little boys
and,
or girls or whatever.
And they're so quick to defend it and be so vehement against it.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Yeah, you got to wonder about people like that.
World's full of hypocrites, right?
Yep. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, I got back from, did the rest of you gents, we all came back at different times, from tonight's historic meeting about the Bearcat. Now, last night we talked in detail about the Bearcat, spent about an hour and a half on the subject. This is something that police departments around the country are being given by the U.S. federal government, the Department of Homeland Security. They're being given $300,000 grants with which they then purchase this Bearcat armored tank.
Is the grant vehicle. Only for that?
That is correct. They cannot use that money for any other purpose than to purchase a Bearcat.
Okay.
And this is a counterattack truck, as it is called, and it's, you know, got blast shielding and bulletproofing, and, it also has gun ports on it as well.
Right. They say that it has no weapons system. However, it doesn't need a weapons system. It has gun ports.
And you can mount a 50 cal to the top as an option.
It's a nice little turret up top.
Yeah, and or you can mount one of those, those ear-piercing LRAD systems, or whatever they're called. Whatever
and a gas system that will shoot gas into a building.
Right.
Ram a building and then shoot gas into it.
Yep.
Scary stuff.
So this is a military vehicle that is actually marketed to... The police lied at the hearing tonight. One of them said it was not marketed to military. That's not true. The Bearcat representative actually said outside the building, not... in testimony, but he said outside that it was marketed to militaries. And in fact, they've sold like thousands of these things to 38 different countries around the world. So these Bearcats are being used by both police departments and militaries worldwide. And so a lot of people came out tonight to this meeting to oppose the Bearcat. Finally, they were given the opportunity to do so because one city councilor had the courage to say no to this thing. The rest of them all voted for it, and they quietly voted for it in the middle of December, right in the middle of the holiday season, thinking they could just brush it under the rug. And there was a huge outcry of people in the community. And I'll tell you what the Lenco salespeople had to say outside about the outcry, which is what made this historic. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Do head over, get interactive in various different ways. Our bulletin board system is one of the many features. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Also, get our show prep that we use for the show, show notes, if you will, over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. And coming up here in about 2 weeks, yeah, 2 weeks actually from tonight, the Liberty Forum returns. It took a year off, unfortunately, due to some organizer issues, but they brought the original organizer back on, the guy that knows how to get it done, Chris Lawless, super activist, by the way. Chris Lawless is going to be organizing this event, and that means it's going to kick butt. If you've been to the Liberty Forum before, as the three of us have, you know that this is an awesome event, and you're likely coming back. If you've never been to the Liberty Forum, don't miss it, because it only happens once a year, and it's well worth the time, the effort, the money that you're going to spend. As far as the money is concerned, it's not a whole lot of money, at least at the actual convention itself. I don't know what it costs to fly to New Hampshire. There's that factor. Obviously, you're going to have to cover your own travel costs. But
you have to travel to New Hampshire in whatever fashion you do.
As far as the actual convention costs, it's pretty low. I mean, to go to a weekend-long convention, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, so Thursday through Sunday, to go to a convention that long for approximately $200, that's a pretty good price for a convention.
It is.
Now, again, you got to cover your own travel costs, cover your own hotel room, but for the actual convention price, for the $200-plus bucks to include the dinners and to include the luncheons,
That's pretty good.
Like, they're probably not making any money on that $200 price tag, because I've looked into starting conventions before, and those hotel dinners are expensive. Like, they're probably paying $40 per person to just go in there and have a plate of food. So it's not, and that's at one dinner. So
They're keeping costs as low as they possibly can for this event. Hundreds of people are going to be in attendance, so you get to meet all kinds of interesting folks. Lots of people that you hear on this show, people that have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Members of the Shire Society are going to be present, as I understand it. So liberty-loving people who focus their efforts here in New Hampshire are going to be there. And a lot of people who are considering a move to New Hampshire are going to be there as well. A lot of people may be on the fence, or maybe they've made the decision to move, but they just haven't had a chance or an opportunity to get out of their old life and to tie up all the strings back home. It's a great group of folks. You're going to meet interesting speakers as well, like Peter Schiff, the investment advisor Jody Emery from CannabisCulture.com, Prax Girl, Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, and so many more. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Which is where you'll get the details on all the speakers, you get details on what's happening, the schedule's been posted, and of course you can sign up and use our discount code to save an extra 10% on the already low convention rates. FTL2012 is the discount code. That's FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So more about the Bearcat event here tonight that we all attended and why it was historic here in a moment. But first, Douglas is calling from somewhere in New Hampshire. Douglas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's Goffstown.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I was going to take the side of the bureaucrat who got caught with weed, but real quick, every time you say the phone number, it's 855-453. That's not a phone number, man. Every time I try that.
The phone number is 855-453, and then we usually spell it out, 855-450-3733. That's why we spell it out afterwards, because people have trouble.
That was a three, okay.
Anyway. I gotcha. Free is in Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So, the bureaucrat, I'm not one to take this. I'm a big-time libertarian. I believe, just like George Carlin said, it's a big club and we're not in it. But in this case, the door was open. She wasn't home. She has good lawyers. They can just say, well, the burglar left his bag of weed there.
True.
Or she's so anti-drug, somebody framed her.
She has plausible deniability, I think, in this particular case. It could have been her husband's bag, but that wouldn't stop them from arresting the rest of us.
Oh, I know, and they should do an investigation, fingerprints and all that. But, yeah, that's still questionable, but they've done a lot worse stuff. And another quick thing, I have a few questions for you. When somebody swears on the radio, you guys hang up on them right away, but on phone you can hear them swear, but there's a 20-second delay on the radio. Why don't you guys just give them a warning?
It's not true. I don't know where you heard there's a 20-second delay.
Well,
I'm not going to say how
phone,
many seconds our delay is.
If I listen on the phone right now, like you've got that free phone,
yep,
it's like 20-second difference. I don't know.
Well, first of all, just you have to understand the technology. That phone, you're listening on the listen line is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so when you're listening on the listen line, you're listening to the Free Talk Live stream being passed through someone's phone system and then sent to you. So the stream already has a delay on it. We are running in delay on the radio, but our internet streams don't have the delay. So whenever somebody curses on Free Talk Live and we hit the dump button, the curse word does not make it to our radio listening audience, but if you are listening online or on the listen line or via satellite, not XM, if you're on XM or listening to the radio, you will not hear the curse word. If you're listening via the internet streams or the KU band, free to air satellite, or the listen lines, or the webcam, you will hear the curse word. So it just depends on how you're listening.
But the government can't find you unless it's over the radio wire.
The government, correct? Thankfully, can't find me at all. They can't even find the network. What they can find is the individual radio stations. Those are the people that are liable.
Who have no real responsibility for this at all.
Right. I mean, they don't have a board operator sitting there monitoring their shows.
They're going to pay somebody $10 an hour to sit there and listen for if somebody cusses on the show?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But the point being, our radio listening audience is probably, you know, several seconds behind the internet listening audience. Actually, we just shortened the delay on the high bandwidth stream. High bandwidth listeners on the 64K broadband stream are probably only like 3 to 5 seconds behind. But it also depends on the internet connection they're on too. So
buffering matters.
Buffering's a factor. I mean, there's so many different factors. No one person is necessarily listening at the exact same time as everyone else, unless they're listening via the same method.
Just a few more questions, guys, if you don't mind.
Yes.
sometimes I'm listening, like I said, on the telephone line.
Yes, sir.
And they'll be talking about something, all of a sudden it goes into porno music. And then, or it goes silent for like 20 seconds. I don't know if anybody told you that before. If that,
no, that's the first report I've heard of that. Porno
maybe
music.
Maybe it's just my phone. It's like the bam, 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 you know.
Maybe you just have a theme song that plays behind you. You don't know where it comes from.
Jeez. That's interesting. Well, that's yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you, because I know that, Mark, when we were coming back from our recent trip to an industry convention, we listened to the listen line at one point because we were driving back trying to listen to the show.
Yeah.
And we got into a point where there was absolutely no data coverage because we're in New Hampshire, and if you're out in the middle of the
welcome
woods.
Welcome to the woods, folks.
You just don't get data coverage at certain points. And so I dialed up the listen line, and we were listening that way. And I don't recall hearing anything like that, so I wonder what it was that you were listening to.
It's either silence or that music, same music every time, and it happens every night, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. But just another quick question, guys. Whatever happened to 94.9 in New Hampshire?
I don't know what that means.
Is it the one in Manchester? 94.9.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't follow all the radio scene as far as what stations are on and what stations are off. But I'd recommend that you go to radio-locator.com, and that might tell you more. Thanks for the call, Douglas. Appreciate it. Radio-locator, interesting site. It'll give you coverage maps. It'll give you details on, you know, how many watts the transmitter is. You can type in your zip code, and it'll tell you what stations you can tune into. It's a neat little tool. Also, it has a handy FM find an empty FM frequency finder tool. So you can type in your zip code or city and state, and it will tell you what the best channels are to broadcast on. If you were to, say, want to do something like start your own radio station, which, of course, is completely illegal, at least by the FCC regulations.
Yeah, I don't know that FCC makes laws, but they'll fine you for what they do. I mean, I don't know that the FCC...
And they'll take your stuff.
I don't know that the FCC has ever taken anything to court. They just sort of operate as this...
They intimidate people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Governmental agency.
They will go into your home and take your stuff eventually. Usually they threaten you first and give you a chance to turn the transmitter off. But eventually they could come into your home, take all your equipment, and then issue you a $10,000 fine. But no one has ever managed... Like, the FCC has never taken anyone to court on it because they're worried, from what I understand, that it would become a free speech issue and it could lose. We're coming up.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number for you, even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 and invest it in the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. And you can get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So a little bit more about what happened tonight. Didn't really get into much detail earlier. We were all at this meeting, and it is about the Bearcat, or was about the Bearcat, this military truck that the federal government has been just handing out to police departments around the country. In fact, they've given out over 300 of these trucks. You'll see them in pretty much every major city across the country. The first time I saw one was in some video footage from D.C., and I thought to myself, wow, it's great that I don't live in D.C., and then all of a sudden, my little town of Keene, New Hampshire, is looking at getting one of these things. In fact, the city council voted in favor of getting one of these without any real chance for the public to put their input in, or technically, there probably was a meeting at which the public could have shown up to, but they didn't really know what was going on. There wasn't much, you know, they kind of kept it hush-hush. They didn't exactly put it out on Front Street that they were planning on getting this thing. So they all went and voted for it, 13-1. The one guy who decided to dissent stood up and he said, you know, when the new year came around, he could bring this issue up again. He brought it up again and he made an issue out of it, saying that essentially that he believes in peace and that we don't need to have a culture of war in this country. Those are the, you know, the essence of his comments tonight. And finally gave people the opportunity to come out and speak publicly on this with the intention of trying to get these people to change their minds and reject this armored tank from coming to town, this armored personnel vehicle, which actually is called an attack truck. Bearcats, part of that is counterattack truck. And it's a sick thing. I mean, if you look at the marketing materials for it, you go to freekeen.com, you can see the video there. I don't think they've taken it down yet because people have been posting it all over YouTube because the original of the company pulled the video offline in an attempt to cover up how they're marketing this thing. It's essentially a very slick, kind of Hollywood-esque look to it. It's very glamorizing.
Well, they're selling a lot of these things. No problem with the marketing budget.
Right. It's kind of this, I guess, military porn, if you want to call it that.
It's sort of like we had described earlier in the show about how certain individuals in basic training get to watch these glorious violence videos, and this is along that same vein of glorifying the violence inherent in this object.
Slow motion of dudes piling out with machine guns, firing machine guns, shells coming out all in slow-mo. Very, very glorifying. Very, you know, they're trying to make it look awesome to be, you know, a badass dude if you get one of these Bearcats. And so they banned this from being shown at the council meeting. The city prevented this from being shown, claiming it was copyright.
Yeah, this is the copyright. I mean, the head salesman is there. This is a video that was on
and
the
front. And he doesn't want it shown.
The front page of their website promotionally up to 2 days ago.
That's right.
So the idea that their lawyers would say, now I do agree that it's a copyright issue if Linco chooses to take it down, but then what it shows is what kind of seedy, nasty people you're dealing with in buying this truck. I wouldn't do business with people that worked like this.
So all that aside, what happened tonight was the hearing. We talked in detail about this. If you want to hear more about the Bearcat itself, then listen to last night's show. We got into a lot of detail about it and what they're doing with it. But this was the chance for the community to come out and speak. And people were pissed. People are upset about this Bearcat because it was, you know, basically they tried to sneak it in under the cover of night. And they were pretty upset about that. They're pretty upset because Keene is, you know, Keene's kind of a hippie place. It's the most liberal town in New Hampshire. New Hampshire not being the most liberal of places, so Keene is the most in that kind of vein. And so a lot of people are upset. The occupiers are upset. The Keeniacs, the liberty lovers here are upset. And just average folks are you know, they know
the
this.
People that do the peace vigil?
Yeah, those guys were there.
We had representatives there speaking against it besides city council. A representative
was there. So a lot of people were upset about this, and for good reason. They know it's militarizing the police. No matter what the police say and their position as well, it's a rescue truck. It's
just a truck. My foot.
It's just a Ford 350 or a 550.
Bulletproof
mark.
Truck with gun portals in it. And, you know, it has you know, the options for a turret, you know, this thing that can shoot gas into a house when you crash into it.
So people came out. They spoke out. The chair of the meeting said he originally only wanted an hour. It ended up being over 2 hours
of people
speaking. And I thought it was interesting that every time a retired cop got up and spoke in favor of this thing, they were given more than 2 minutes, more than 3 minutes to speak, while everyone else was being held to the clock.
But he did not let a representative, a city council person who wanted to speak. And presumably, since the council person who brought this up, he spoke. Presumably, since this person must have voted for it, then she wanted to speak and she wasn't allowed to.
By the way, somebody's microphone is open there over at the network studios. I don't know if they're monitoring, but I can hear people laughing it up in the background, just as an FYI. 855-453 is the number here. But so we're talking about, this Bearcat situation and what happened. No, it's apparently not. Okay, must be coming. Oh, I see what's happening. That was my fault.
What was that? I demand to know what that was.
I can tell you what that was. On LRN.fm, we have shows that come on after this one. There's a show that comes on after this
somebody
one.
Somebody doesn't have their mic muted.
And somebody connected, and they didn't realize that they were going to be on the air.
I see.
Normally, that doesn't happen. Okay, so the Bearcat.
So what happened?
Yeah, so
what
like
happened?
The historic event, right?
What is
like, here's what happened. Afterwards, I'm glad I stuck around because I could have left after I spoke and come here directly. But I wanted to see everyone else speak and see what happened after the fact. And afterward, a bunch of the Liberty activists were out front of the city hall. And the salesman, the head salesman from Lenko, comes out. And he's got his associate with him. I don't know if it's like the sales trainee or whoever, but two representatives from Lenko come out, and there's like four Keene cops that come out with them. So they've got an escort, essentially. And the Keene cops kind of stand in the background with their arms crossed. I don't know what they thought. They think we're going to jump the guy from Lenko or whatever. But so these sales reps, you know, I'd talked with the sales rep on the phone a couple days previous about showing the video where he basically told me, no, you know, we don't want you to show this video. It's not intended for the city council. We're admitted to all this. And so, you know, I shook the guy's hand and, you know, we traded a few words. Some of the activists traded some harsher words with him. There was a conversation that went back and forth and it was generally, you know, cordial, I would say. But at one point, one of them said, and actually they both acknowledged this, they said that the reason they came out, they said that, hey, we want to let you know, we don't go to these things. We don't go to the cities around the country and pitch this. And they usually, that's because they don't have to.
Right.
Because these cities are just taking the federal money, they're taking the Bearcat, and that's that. It's a done deal. They said that never in the history of all the Lenko, Bearcat, the thousands of these things that they've sold to, you know, police departments and militaries around the world, of all of these things, over 300 being sold just to police departments in this country alone, every single time until now, they've never experienced the kind of passion and the pushback that they experienced here in Keene, New Hampshire. Never.
Wow. That's a testament.
So what's the what's historic about that? I'm trying to...
It's the only time
they've
ever...
How can that not be historic? Well, Mark?
It's the only time they've ever had anyone push back.
Mark, if that's the first time someone pushed back, it's a historic thing.
I just want to know, what's it mean?
What do you think
it means? We have a movement here. It means that there's something happening here in Keene, New Hampshire, that there are people here who are active, who are so active that they made an impression on these sales reps where they had to come up and try to save their account. These guys were worried they were going to lose their account. That's why they came up here, and it was such an impression, they commented about it. They told us in no uncertain terms. You guys, not just us, but the whole community in general, just the fervor, the passion, the word they used was passion.
Mm-hmm.
The passion from this area, from the Keene area, was unlike anything they've ever experienced in the history of selling these killing machines to police departments around the country. That's, to me, a huge compliment.
Certainly.
On the activism that's going on here.
Yep. I think it's definitely a credit to a lot of the actors and a lot of inspiration, inspiring the locals, especially people who are the small business owner who mm-hmm. spoke, the counselor's son who passed the petitions along.
500 petition signatures.
So, I mean, a lot of the locals took the lead on this, and it wasn't necessarily a Free Stater thing in many
nope.
regards.
We just helped promote it. I mean, I just used freekeen.com as a blog to help talk about it, to help keep the issue out there, to promote the meeting, and
right.
to encourage people to participate.
And I've used Free Keene TV to help do the same thing.
Right, and that's what I want to do. I want to help the local activists. I want to help the locals do what they think is good activism and liberty-oriented activism.
It's the only way you're going to be successful.
Right, that's why I get involved in Occupy, because they're activists doing things, and a lot of it I think is worth paying attention to. But I just thought that was really worth talking about, because it was a huge compliment. They didn't have to say it. They could have kept their mouths shut. They could have walked away for the rest of the night. But they actually communicated to us that, wow, they were really amazed by the pushback and the passion that they felt from people in the Keene area. There's something happening here. Now imagine what it's going to be like when we have hundreds more liberty activists in this area and thousands spread across New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org to get signed up for the Free State Project if you love liberty and come join us. This is real. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.